WTOL, the 419, the OHIO. Toledo's Morning Show is on Q105. It's brought to you by Eva's. Get $50 off and free alterations on any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. Forecast today, partly sunny early. Slight chance of showers this afternoon with a high near 70. 61 now at the Cumulus Compound. Denny and the girls hanging out with you one more hour. No Russ today. Russ on vacation and Sexy Brew, the eye candy.
Oh, he's next.
Oh, yeah, he's Doesn't coming in, Trish.
Perk you guys up just a tiny bit.
A little bit.
All right, prize pack, Susan, what is it?
We have food to Smokies Barbecue Roadhouse, the hot CD, now that's what I call music, volume 63, I can't believe it. Tickets to the Jewelry Gem and Mineral Show this weekend at the Stranahan. Ooh, tickets to the Greek Festival also this weekend. Ooh. And Matchbox 20 at the Zoo. That's September 19th.
Nice. All right, the way to win it is, well, you're going to have to do a little work since it is, the Matchbox 20.
Okay.
Because that's kind of a
That's a
show.
Hot ticket. Yep.
Yeah, it is. Can you guys believe that here we are sitting here? It's already September.
No. I mean,
did this year just fly freaking by?
Yeah, fly by. Mm-hmm.
It's September 5th.
But it was 5th. A nice summer.
It was a nice summer, it but it's really September. Nice.
Try to remember the kind of September.
September morn.
We still play out in the rain. Wake me up when September ends. Do you remember 21st night of September? But dancing is a timber. All the way down to the summer.
Yes, it's September. Win the prize pack, including the Matchbox 20 tickets. If you can call up and tell me all five of those artists.
Oh.
Who are those five
artists?
Five artists singing songs about September.
Whoa.
Or at least having a line in there. I'll play it again. You got to call up and tell me all five in order. And there's a way to get a bonus prize.
Try to remember the kind of September.
September morn.
That's an easy one.
Yeah,
that one's a little tougher.
We still play out in the rain. Wake me up.
That one's easier. And the last one's really easy.
Ends. Do you remember?
Yeah.
21st night of September. The
419-240-1055. I told you I'm making you people work.
Whoa.
There you go.
You're in a mood, man.
I'm in a great mood. I'm going to Cinco tonight. Kids are at school. It's like dying and going to heaven. Well, okay, maybe
it's
not
like
about
it's
that.
Your summer. Yeah,
it is.
Right. Yeah.
Now it's, yeah, exactly. Hey, Paul, how many Chick-fil-A biscuits you had today?
That would be two.
Good for you.
Whoa.
Nice.
They're
work.
Delicious.
They are. I've never had one before, and they're very
They're not
yummy.
The bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits, but they're darn good. So, but enough about me. That's not
it's
why
like,
you called.
Those are like crack on crack, I've decided.
Crack on crack.
Yeah. They really are.
All right. I'll probably play that little montage again for somebody if you want to try and figure out five artists. Well, you know, I want people to work. All right. So up on my blog, because I'm a blogger. Did you guys see the viral video? A nurse in Utah was arrested earlier this summer. It was in July because she wouldn't let a police officer draw blood from an unconscious patient.
Yeah.
The video was everywhere over the weekend. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Her name is Alex. Okay. Alex Wubbles, which is an awesome name. And she's a former Olympic skier. She also happened to be in the right, and she got an apology from the Salt Lake Police Department. The video is amazing. Here's some of the audio.
Three things that allow us to do that are if
she's talking to the cop.
Three things that allow us to do that are if you have an electronic warrant, patient consent, or patient under arrest, and neither of those things. The patient can't consent. He told me repeatedly that he doesn't have a warrant, and the patient is not under arrest.
Okay. No, we're done. We're done. You're under arrest. We're going.
The nurse!
Not okay!
Expert, please,
sir.
Wow, that cop should be slam dunk fired. Wow.
Well, no, why? I mean, yeah, he made a mistake, but everybody has a bad day.
I don't know why she was screaming so much.
Wait a minute. You have zero tolerance for cops?
No, not, no. Why? For that, in that situation, if it, cops are employees that would behave that way. It doesn't, it's not just cops. It's just, that's just not knowing the basics. I mean, and you're in a situation like that at the hospital?
You did notice that was edited, though. So you don't know. You know, maybe she got snarky with them.
Okay, well, if you throw
that in. We don't know.
If it were, if it's just what we heard.
I mean, they got to put up with the worst of the worst. Now, was he out of line? Yeah. How did it escalate like that? I don't know. But, you know, you got to get all the information. And, yeah, suspension for sure, but I don't know. Anyway, the video is amazing. It's on my blog. You can text the word Denny, D-E-N-N-Y. To 419-240-1055 to see the entire video.
Has he responded? Did anybody? You said it happened in July.
Yeah, I believe the Salt Lake PD apologized and said he was in the wrong. I don't know if he's been suspended or whatever, okay. But the video is amazing. And then we have the one of the bitter, pissed off cat.
Pictures of this cat. Yeah.
Well, it's no video. It's just pictures.
It's a picture and a quick story on it.
Oh, okay.
Of a cat who was over the hurricane flooding waters of Houston. This cat was not happy with having to swim.
I did not know that cats could express emotion the way they do since we got spayed. I did not know that they do have an angry meow.
Oh, for sure.
And they have a friendly meow.
They have an hungry meow.
They have an I'm hungry meow. I did not really realize that. Yeah.
Cats are awesome.
It's weird. And I couldn't even tell you.
How?
Like, in the morning, she's ticked off.
Okay.
Like, she's like, because she's in a room, we put her in the room and she's hungry and she just comes out meowing like a banshee. And you just know, you get, it's a tone. She has tone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Give me my food, give me my water, leave me alone.
Right. And then when she's just like chatty, she has a random tone too, where she's just meowing because that's what they do. I don't know.
It's pretty cool.
It's fun.
Wow.
Did you do something?
Did I? No, Jenny is calling to win the contest.
Oh, okay.
Jenny, they all want to play alone. They're all at work trying to figure it out who's what to get the tickets. We have Jenny on line one. Jenny, do you think you know all five?
I hope so.
All right, in order, start with the first one.
Andy Williams?
Andy Williams is. I'm sorry, you got the first one wrong.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I'm going to play it again, and so keep listening, okay?
Okay.
See you, Judd. All right, Jessica, you're on the queue. Give me the first one.
Tom Jones.
Tom Jones is incorrect.
Oh. First one's
Sorry.
Getting everybody.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Brad. Hello, Brad. You're on the queue. What are you calling for the contest? Brad?
Yeah.
Brad?
Todd.
Todd. It's Todd.
It's Todd. It's not Brad.
What's
it's Todd.
Guys?
She wrote Brad on
Todd.
There. Good, Todd. How are you?
Just ducky.
All right, what's the first song?
Let's go Ed Ames.
Ed Ames is incorrect.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. Turn on your radio. See ya. Q, you're live on the air. Who's this?
It's Adriana.
Adriana, first song is
hi,
who?
Adriana.
Hi, Josh Groban.
Josh Groban, correct. Song number two.
Neil Diamond.
Correct. Three.
Futuristic.
Sorry, you got the first two. Three, you're wrong.
So close.
All right, thanks.
Sorry, keep listening. Okay. Q, Jessica, give them to me. First one is?
Andy Williams.
No.
No.
No, you weren't listening. Oh, Susie was screening the call. It's Josh Groban is the first one.
All right, drop some mic.
To hell. Fine. What are you hanging up on me for? That is so damn rude. I'm glad she didn't win. I'm kidding.
Here we go.
All right, let me get to a break, and then I'll play it again.
Okay.
And then you people are going to have to hold because we're playing a song, and I got to pee. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that out loud?
Oh, I heard that.
Was that out loud?
Yeah,
sorry.
That's not one of the songs, though.
That's because I drink all that coffee.
I got to pee. No.
All right, Denny Schaefer, Stem Cell International over on Monroe Street. All right, you've been hearing me talking about this for a couple of years. You know how wonderful it worked for me and my sister and my niece, and I really pray it would work for you. Well, let me tell you, if you were ever going to try stem cell therapy, right now is the time. Dr. Nick Dumas, CEO of Stem Cell International, they're celebrating their two-year anniversary. You pay for one painful joint treatment, you get a second painful joint, and a third painful joint treated for free. Yes, it's a one-for-three deal, or a three-for-one, or whatever you want to do it. So whatever you're suffering from, you got any kinds of pain, neck pain, back pain, arthritis, you know, whatever you're dealing with, it may be worth a free consultation because you get the 3-for-1 deal. And this thing ends on the 30th. Is that the end of the month? Yeah, 30 days in September. So you've got until September 30th to get your appointment in there and see if this is for you. And it's a free consultation. Go to their website, stemcellinternational.org. You can make your appointment that way. Or you can call them at 419-214-1860. 214-1860. Remember, to get the deal, you got to mention my name, Denny Schaefer. Q105 Weather.